Parakas of Yevamis Mishnah Vav. Sris Chama Koyen Shenosu Bas Yisrael Machila V'Tshuma. A Koyen who is a Sris Chama is infertile, not because there was damage to his organs, just he doesn't have the ability to have children. Such a person is permitted to marry a Jewish woman. Therefore, if this Koyen married a Jewish woman, she eats Tshuma because Kenyan Kasto, it's his wife. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Aymin, Rabbi Yosi Shimon says, Andreganus Koyen, Shenosu Bas Yisrael. Andreganus is a person who has both male and female organs, or married, Bas Yisrael, Machila B'Tshuma. So they obviously hold that this Andreganus' halachic status is a male, because if it's a female, he does not have a wife. It's not even a suffix, it's a Vaday male. Rabbi Yudah Aymin, Tumtim Shenikra Vanim Sezocha. Tumtim is a person who his reproductive organs were covered over when he was born, and then it was cut open, and he saw underneath he has male organ. Lo yachleitz mipnei ishuk isris, should not do chalitza because he has the status of a sris, of an infertile person. The mafashim say that his status of a sris odom, because this happened through an action. So some of the Rishonim say that we do not pass him like this, since we pass him like Rabbi Akiva, that said before that Sris Odom does do Chalitza. Yeah. Okay. Andreganus Noise Aval Noi Niso. Andreganus can marry a woman, but he cannot be married to a male, because once again, like we said earlier, that his halachic status is like a male. He says that he has halachic status of a zocher, and therefore one who has a male who has marital relations with him, with a male with a male, is chayiv misa. Says in the Rishonim, this is only based on the Gemara, this is only when they have relations in his, the male parts, and not in his female parts.